Dvar Halacha Chafei Sivan, a little of an Ezer about a Chosam. We'll learn a din from Evan Ezer. It's brought down, it's not really a din, it's more like a minig, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that from when a person's getting married, a Chosam shouldn't go alone outside. Doesn't really say outside, it shouldn't be alone. There's a chumrah, even in a house, he shouldn't be alone. But the common minig is only, I think, when going outside, he shouldn't be alone. Two reasons are given. One is that he is considered a melech, and a melech always has some sort of entourage. A melech doesn't go out alone, so it's midin that he's doing with a melech. And there's another reason that the Kochos Atumma, the forces of evil, are out to get him because he's in a higher state. I would add, maybe because he's in a higher state than he really is, than he really Be'etzem is. So that's always a makom for the Kochos Atumma to have their way with you. So the Indian, it's more of a sakana. If you learn Gemara Psachim and other Gemaras, it's more of a sakana to be alone. So those are the two reasons, and there's a minhag that it starts from the Ufruf, that he's called the Chosam, even though he's not really a melech yet, but that's, you know, so it starts from the Ufruf. That seems to be a common enough minhag. The same applies to the Kala, and the Lachor, if they go together, that's good enough. They could each be the other one's entourage.